The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. April the 19th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just join our chat. Just go in and listen to us and join our chat room, as many others have that are in there already. And come in and say hello, Sharon and Indie Guy and... others are coming rolling in here right now. Gosh, what a day. Today we're going to have Mr. Oxley, who's running for Congress, will be in today. Sweet Adelaide. John Stadelli, great chef. I believe some of them in Nielsen will be calling today, but I'm not sure about that. That was kind of like going back and forth on that. And we got a whole lot of different things to cover, including the trip to Sacramento by many of the veterans that went down there to watch the assembly in action. And I'm not sure there was action, but at least there was some success yesterday, and we're going to talk about that. The other things we can talk about is Dick Clark, oh, yeah. Bad Bob. Dick Clark, your hero.
Man, just
he may have even been your father. I mean,
it was just what an icon, and he really changed the face of American entertainment.
He did. And for a lot of the people listening out there, you remember the American Bandstand. American Bandstand. It was kind of you'd come home from school, and it'd be in the afternoon. It started in Philadelphia, and went nationwide. And Dick Clark there had every big name that was in music back. Gosh, I had to been I think I wasn't even in my teens yet when he started American Bandstand. And then, of course, into the 60s. And then he was still going strong at New Year's Eve in New York at age 82. Until age 82. He just passed away Wednesday, last night, from heart attack.
Kind of a reflection of a country,
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was, and so now we have Ryan Seacrest. I'm not sure how you should compare that. Tell us what the weather is, then call Wells Fargo.
Well, Carl, believe it or not, after this last 2 weeks or so, we're going to see a high of 81 today under partly cloudy skies, so it's going to be a little on the muggy side. The overnight low will be near 60. Tomorrow, we hit 90 degrees as we head into our weekend here in Redding. Not a cloud in the sky. And right now we've got 56 downtown here in the weather report, always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. They've got a big thing going out there this weekend, of course, is music. They've got always got great food. In fact, John Stadelli of Anselmo Vineyards, the chef, is going to be in today to talk about some new awards they just received. And, of course, by the way, Anselmo, it's in the paper that Anselmo and the county, in some of Vineyards and the county has said that they will go into mediation. Now, what's mediation? It could mean nothing. It could mean is that this thing could be settled in a few days and everybody can move on and everybody else will have somebody to hate for a while. And my favorite part of that whole thing is, of course, is time. They said, well, let's find out who gave money, that who and someone gave money to in this political campaign. And the same people, of course, saying that, you never see them say things like, well, let's find out who the unions gave money to in the last campaign. Let's see how much they gave to people. I didn't see them calling and screaming for that. Of course, there's other people that would do that from the other side. Bottom line is that I, for one, hope that the county and Anselmo Vineyards can work this out with a mediator, and we can go on from there. It's beautiful country out there, great food, great restaurant, and a beautiful chapel. And for all those who keep saying it, Anselmo can't perform weddings out there. He doesn't have the edict from the church. The church gives him a charter to do certain things. And one of them is not perform weddings unless the diocese itself okays it. Not on Anselmo. Anselmo, and he can't just, come on out here and get married. Can't do it. You know, of all the things, that really is not true. You know, of all the things that are said that are not true, that one is really big, you know, is really hugely not true. Now, the other parts, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how much it is. I don't understand the Williamson Act that much, nor do I have to. I don't have money or land in the Williamson Act. But I think that also could be worked out. But as far as everything else, I hope they can work it out. It'll save both sides a lot of money, but especially taxpayers. Okay, let's go to Chris Lasondek from the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are in negative territory. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 56 points at 12,976. The S&P 500 off 5 points at 1380, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 4 points at 3,027. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 139 million shares. Looking at some of the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 2 cents at $8.90, Nokia off 11 cents at $3.86, Bristol-Myers Squibb up 74 cents at $34.30, and Halliburton's up 26 cents at $34.43. Of local interest, PG&E down 16 cents at $42.74, Safeway's off 7 cents at $21.85, and North Valley Bank is down 55 cents at $12.05. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.96%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 5 cents a barrel at 102.62, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $4.62 an ounce at $16.45.90. Silver's up 20 cents at $31.80 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And if you need any advice, head on down to the Wells Fargo Advisors right out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with a lot of things to talk about, and we'll come back with our first guest of the day. But we also want to talk about, is there a climate of, what should I say, unsavoriness in the Obama administration that taints a lot of people that touch it? We'll be back in a while and talk about that, too.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react.
Cloella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I've bought at Crown. So the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by. And even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and the Bot, Linda's on assignment this morning, 7:15 in the morning, April the 19th. on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Enjoy Magazine is going to be taking over the controls of the studio. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and this segment is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, great service, anything you want there at Espresso Joe's within Tobacco and Brew, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any tobacco product that you could possibly think of, and the prices will meet or beat any place else in town. That's right, any other place in town. Joe and Shelley do so much for the community here. You know, go in there and say hello. Go in, they've been there for 35 years helping this community. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I have with me two beautiful women. Kind of glad Linda's not here this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, oh, dear.
Karen Fletcher and Patty Routh.
Ruth
are here from the Northern Gateway Course. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Come on here. Come on. You all know how to talk in the microphones.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Here we go. All right. Now, y'all got something big to announce. That you've got your, you all are going off to Reno.
Right.
That's right.
And this obviously is probably not a gambling convention you're going to, is it?
No.
No. Okay. You're going to a competition. Tell us a little bit about it.
Wow. Once a year, we have a regional competition, and we practice all year, 3 hours
each, a week,
each Thursday evening. And then we have 6 minutes on the stage to do our absolute best.
Oh, okay. And it must be a great time, right?
That's wow. Right.
You can't compare this to like a GSA convention, right?
Oh, wow.
No? Okay. You didn't say yes. You didn't say no. I assume it's no. Okay, now you're going to have a free course competition send-off, right?
Right.
And that's going to be the Sunday. Tell us about that.
Okay, on Sunday, that's April the 22nd. At 3:00 at Trinity Lutheran Church Gymnasium, we are going to just give you a little sample of what we will be doing at competition. We like to have an audience that will give us thunderous applause, so to send us off to our big time in Reno.
And that's going to be free, or is it free?
No. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Free. But you're going to have a drawing for several fabulous gift baskets.
Right.
Tickets will be $1 each or 6 for $5. Y'all are also looking for people to help you or to kind of donate money so that you can help defray expenses as you go over there and sing.
That right. Would be wonderful. We have a fairly new director. Her name is Martha Seguera. And she comes from Medford, Oregon to direct us, and we're really excited about her being our director, and we're just really excited about this time when we can show her off to you and sing for you also.
Okay. All right. Now, how many groups show up there in Reno?
There are 14 competing groups, and then there is also a quartet competition. And we have one quartet from our chorus that will be competing for that.
Okay, so there's just going to be 14 singing groups?
It's a regional competition.
Oh, regional, okay.
Yes.
I got it.
Uh-huh. And then...
Is there more or less people singing? I mean, do you still see people joining up and singing? And, you know, the younger ones as they're coming up, they like to sing too.
Right. There's three categories, a small chorus, mid-sized chorus, and large chorus. And the larger choruses sometimes have up to about 120 ladies singing with them, and so this is just a really neat time.
Sounds like it can be.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, tell everybody how to get there, and one more time, and then also y'all are giving something in August too, right? A patriotic show?
Yes, in August. August the 11th, we are going to be doing a patriotic show, and there again, we will have about 50 on stage.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, they can get a hold of you at 246-SING.
That's right.
Or your website is www.northerngatewaycourse.org. Sunday.
Thank you.
That sounds like fun.
Thank you.
It It will be.
I know you will. Okay, now again, you're going to be at 3 p.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, which is at Hilltop Drive, just north of Cypress, across from the IHOP. Mm-hmm. I know where that is. You don't think of that really as being a church right there.
Right.
But, oh, it is. Yeah.
And we're in the gymnasium, which is on the lower parking lot. So.
Okay, whose photo is that?
That is our director, actually.
Oh, is that right? Now, does she come down just to train you all?
Does she
live here now?
No, she comes. She actually lives in the Rogue River area, and she comes about twice a month and directs us for the 3 hours, and then goes back. So that's real dedication.
Yeah, it is. Wow. You have an imported director here.
That's right.
Is that legal?
Yes.
Okay, just
want
to make sure.
We're all legal.
We're all legal. Okay, just want to make sure. Because, these conventions, you know. Okay. Ever since I saw the movie Hangover, I've kind of wondered about that, you know. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. I know you all, you know, Linda just loves singing with y'all, and when she gets a chance. And it's a great thing that you all do here.
Thank you.
And y'all, you know, great senses of humor. Put up with me. All right. Well, thank you very much,
pleasure.
And good luck. Tell us what happens after the Reno trip. When is that going to be?
It is actually, we will leave on Thursday of next week.
Okay.
And we'll be gone through the weekend.
Well, I'm a little disappointed you get the whole course in here singing this morning.
That's
Bad
right.
Bob needs it. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hey, we're going to take
thank
a quick
you.
Break here. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Good morning. 7:25 in the morning, April the 19th. Hey, I went down to Sacramento yesterday, but had my first time ever going to a subcommittee or a committee. It's about, of course, about the veterans' homes on the front page, I think. It should be. It probably is. About the veterans going down there. Now, if you read the, you know, what happened was 50 of us filled up a bus. By the way, all the people donated, including the VFW and all the others I've talked about before. Kim Chamberlain was there. Kim Chamberlain, who has had a serious cancer operation a few weeks ago, was on that bus and testified in front of the subcommittee. Dennis Patterson, Leonard Modi, Brian Daly, Doug LaMoffa, you know, Daniel, the driver, who donated his time and money, Kent Williamson, Rick Bassetti, Rick Sprague, or Rick Strawn, like I said, the VFW of Anderson, you know, others. The money came in to pay for all this. What happened is we go down. It's obvious that there's hundreds and hundreds of veterans there. I mean, a lot of them couldn't even get in. Packed the place. They started, you know, the test, you know, they go through this crap, and the chairwoman Buchanan, Democrat, people can make their public comments. Well, people lined up, like about 20 of them. And she tried to, after like the third one, say, well, you know, like, you know, when we want to close the deal here, you know, we want to vote, you're going to like it, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But you know what? She didn't understand this one part. You have irritated. You have maybe awoke, maybe the sleeping giant, the veterans of California have started to wake up. And you can't just say to them, oh, okay, we're going to give you what you want here. We're going to vote for money, which they did.
Now please go away. Yeah.
Which they did. 10.6 million. It's not, you know, it doesn't mean that it's in there. It means nothing except it moved out of the subcommittee in a bipartisan manner. It was 4-0. They 4-0 voted. As Kleckner pointed out, John Kleckner, that the state financial people were opposed to it. And as Buchanan, who headed up the committee, said, hey, you know, it may be the governor's budget, but we allocate where the money goes, which I thought was great. Because if we can keep this bipartisan, then we can get these homes opened. I do not foresee the fact, if the assembly votes on it and the Senate, and it rolls through the Senate, that the governor is going to line item veto the veterans' homes out of the budget. I don't see this. I see this as being what it's always been, as a ploy to get taxes. It doesn't have to be. I think they've spit on the chest of the wrong entity this time. They don't want to get the veterans aroused on a single point where they were actually come together and unite. Yesterday we had people from Central California, veterans from Central California, Northern California, Native American veterans who stood up and said, we're used to having lies and broken treaties. You don't need to do this again. It was black, white, Asian. It was a cross-section of America and California that was down there yesterday to say enough is enough. And frankly, the Robin Unruh, who is the Deputy Veterans, California Veterans Administration Director, irritated everybody when she proudly and smugly said, the California Veterans Administration agrees with Governor Brown's budget decision not to open Fresno and Redding. And when she said that, there was just an intake of breath in this kind of like a picture Animal House, you know, bite me, you know, coming out of the crowd. And the thing is that a thousand different ways you could have said that. It was smugly done. This is the woman and the man above her that's supposed to represent us, and the only thing they have ever done is he writes a letter to us, to the veterans, and tells us to suck it up. Well,
the greater good.
The greater good. Well, you know what? Your greater good is your $180,000 a year you're making. If you were truly a leader and truly your people's lives were being affected like this, you'd stand up, walk in there, and say, fund the homes or we resign. Explain that to the press, Governor. Anyway, the first part has been passed. The battle is not over. This is the first battle. The war is going to continue. It means more times down. It may only mean more people, my friends. But the first battle has been won. The rest are on. We'll be coming here in the next month or two. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street continues to swing between gains and losses as investors digest the latest round of corporate earnings and reports on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 5 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are a little changed. Jobless claims fell less than expected, weighing on hopes of a pickup in job creation. 386,000 Americans filed for first-time benefits last week. This marks the 14th straight week claims have remained below the 400,000 level, but the four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, hit its highest level in 3 months. And the struggling parent company of American Airlines, AMR, continued to face financial turbulence during the first quarter. The company lost $1.7 billion. A majority of the losses stem from the company's bankruptcy reorganization. There is a silver lining, though, as revenue rose more than 9%, and AMR's cash position also grew compared to the same time a year ago. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
I am the new way to work, and I'm not quite what I seem. To my friends, I work from home every day. To my clients, I work in the Chrysler Building. And it's all thanks to my Regis virtual office. It gives me all the benefits of a prestigious office address, only without the overhead. I even have access to a private office when my clients want to meet face-to-face. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. To find out more, visit Regis.com/virtual or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Have you been waiting to sell your unwanted gold, silver, and platinum jewelry? Don't put it in the mail. Just go to the mall. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold, locally owned and operated in the Mount Shasta Mall. Broken or damaged jewelry just sitting in your jewelry box? Cost too high to fix or repair? Bring it to us today. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold will pay you top dollar. Cash is paid on the spot. Get an additional 10% cash bonus. Just say KCNR sent you. Everyone claims to pay top dollar. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold guarantees it. Come see us today in the Mount Shasta Mall next to Devon's. Ready.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Coella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:35 in the morning, April the 19th. Taxes are in. You're still in there. feel pummeled by your government. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Nathan's Anthems Tattoos. Our friends are giving a $300 tattoo away. You just have to sign up. Just go on down there to the corner of Market and Tehama Street, 1358 Market Street, but it's on the corner of Market and Tehama. Put your name down. They will draw it at the end of the month, and some lucky person's going to win $300 worth of tattoo. That could be a whole tattoo. That could be part. That could refresh an old one that you have that's kind of droopy. That, girls, that cute little porpoise, it's now turned into a something else. It could be changed.
Butterfly that's turned into a condor. Well, the fish will
I think that's what he said. The butterfly that turned into a condor. These are things that can be worked on. And this is not just, I shouldn't say just girls, it's guys, trust me. Or you got that tat while you were in the Philippines when you were 18 years old, and now it's just a green blob there. And Grandpa, what's that? Or Dad, what's that? You can go down and get that fixed. You know, you can get that fixed there. Now, they're also starting to do permanent cosmetics. Eyeliner, lipstick, I guess, on your lips and eyebrows and those kind of things. They do that there. We know many people that have done that. Anyway, and Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, great people, a great shop, people of integrity down there. Go on down and visit them. And speaking of people of great integrity, my friend is John Stadelli.
Good morning.
He's my friend, even if he's not one of the finest chefs in the city of Redding, in the North State, and probably even Northern California.
Oh, too kind and humbling.
You know, it's true. You serve great food. I mean, I don't know, how many meals have I eaten with you? 100?
At least.
At least 100. At least. I have yet ever to have a bad one.
Oh, thank you. We got good kids up there.
Okay, the first pizza, when that other guy was there?
Yeah.
That was a little strange.
Had a tough day.
But that way, yeah, but that was somebody else. Right. But every one of the meals I've had up there, from the tomahawk cut of the beef, mm-hmm. to pomodoro, to any type, you know, the fish, rack of lamb, mm-hmm. the beef, I have yet to have a bad dinner lunch.
Yeah, all the winning combinations are up there. You can't beat it.
Okay, that's enough of me just saying what a great guy you are and all that. let's talk about what's going on in the food foodie side up there and some of the new things that are happening. As we've been talking, you know, to different chefs and about different things that are going on in our community and all this, but you've got y'all got something new that you're going to go, you know, because everybody's really into eating healthy foods and foods that have. The very least of touching and as organic as they can possibly get it.
Absolutely. There's a definite push to get a little bit healthier. We find that it's going to be easiest for us to be truly pasture to plate with a new garden that we're putting in. It's actually going to be quite spectacular. Rivera's wife, Chicken, and her assistant, Lori, are doing a phenomenal job on one just behind the cob, and then we're also putting another one in down near the old barn, near the parking lot. So when you pull in, you'll be able to see basically what's being picked for you that evening. But it will be quite large. We intend to supplement as much of the produce on the plate.
And you buy most of your produce from local, right? Here,
yeah,
right?
We buy from local purveyors. Generally, you know, one or two here in town that we use. But I also, during the summertime, especially, you know, season when it's growing time, we get a lot of stuff just right around the ranch from other growers, too. So
right. I know there's people across the street, across the road up there.
Yeah,
we have a garden.
Yeah, we have used some of those people. Our neighbors that border the property also have a really nice garden that they're very proud of, that they bring stuff to us, and so we'll prepare that as well.
So what's going to be in this garden?
Name it. You know, really, really.
Tomatoes. You're going to have the fresh tomatoes.
You know, there's a real focus upon something like that. It was kind of an idea that I wanted to have a goal of having the finest tomato garden in the state of California, and you know, that you have to reach for something.
Yeah.
But so we're going after that. We're going after
it's
a
not
lot.
Easy. I mean, no. You know, tomatoes, which is one of my favorite. I don't know. Is it a fruit or is it a vegetable? What do you consider a tomato?
It's a fruit, I believe.
It's a fruit, yeah. Right? Okay. But it's one of my favorite meals. Mm-hmm. I can eat you take a large tomato and just have that with, you know, some cheese, mm-hmm. you know, the mozzarella cheese, you know, like that. Just do a caprese.
Sure.
Essentially. But so you're going to have tomatoes, squash.
Yeah, some things off. But, you know, we'll have leeks, salsify, different types of of organics. And what I like to do is put things into the garden that maybe you don't often eat. You know, and you come up to them and someone's go, wow, I had something, I'm not quite sure what that was, and then they told me it was X. It was wonderful. You know, you become a lover of certain things you've never had, or you got something prepared that you normally don't like, but you wind up liking it because it was prepared, probably picked fresh right out of the garden. So that's the goal.
You know, that's a good idea. Have something, have some herbs that you just don't get ordinarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, because it gives it that different flavor.
Yeah, it was interesting you mentioned tomatoes. At the old and original French Laundry, the woman would take you into the garden and let you pick tomatoes, and she would bring them to the table, salt them, and slice them for you while you drank a glass of wine with her. And this practice basically lasted all day. So you were drinking wine and eating tomatoes and getting something cooked for you. Know, it wasn't originally set to be this restaurant type of situation.
Yeah.
So we want to put forth a very comfortable attitude and a structure that shows that it is truly pasture to plate.
That's a great idea.
It'll be phenomenal.
I think it will work beautifully for us. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and Dubot, our guest, John Stadelli, the chef up at Anselmo's Vineyard and Restaurant up there. We're going to come back. We've had we'll talk a little bit more about the things that are going on there. And then, you know, but John's not just limited by that. We can talk about a number of other different things, another different topics. But we want to talk about is it time to get recognition in the North State? Is it time to get recognition in North State?
Oh, absolutely.
For what we do up here.
I got to tell you.
In the food side.
Yes. There are some, you know, there's some up-and-coming chefs in Reading. It's great to see. It's nice to see that there's guys out there that are trying it, that are really practicing and their craft, having a respect for the craft.
And they're doing well.
Yes, you absolutely.
And that's good to hear, is that, you know, I'm the best. It's good to hear chefs go, you know,
we're a brotherhood. You've got to stick together as a team.
There you go.
We all stick together.
All right. We'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reading Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl in the Box. 7:45 in the morning, April the 19th, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We had the Sweet Adelaides on early in the show. We talked about a few things, Dick Clark dying. But also the first in, I hope, a series of victories down in Sacramento for the Veterans Home. And frankly, I find it abhorrent that that Governor Brown would play politics with veterans in the Veterans Home. I mean, you can, you know, the Veterans Homes that are built already, and the one in Fresno is built already, and not to open it up over a, you know, over the money that's available, but not high enough in the priority list was sad. But that first step was taken, and it was a success in the subcommittee. Now, we've got another success here, is John Stadelli and the chef out there in Selmos. And we talked about the recognition of the food and the cuisine up here in the North State. And can you give us an update on anything that's going on with that?
Yeah, we were actually fortunate to be visited by Vincent Montaigne and his partner Pierre, who own the Michelin Red Book. And they
Now, for all of us non-foodies, the Michelin Red Book is a big thing.
Yeah, it's the highest standard of ratings in Europe, and it's also considered to be the highest standard in the United States as well. It's very difficult to get. I believe in the state of California there's only two three-star restaurants, being the French Laundry and Meadowood Country Club. Two-star restaurants, maybe a handful, 15, 18, and one-star in the 30s low, something like that. I'm just guessing at this point. I have not seen I have not read the 2012. I have been a part.
So it's not easy getting into this thing. I mean, this is not something that, hey, come on, I'll get a free meal and you get in.
Oh, no. There's chefs that work a lifetime to get that third star. I think that you know, that it's a quest.
Even
it's
one
truly
star.
A quest.
Even one star.
It's phenomenal. I mean, okay. I attended a restaurant down in Menlo Park at the Sand Hill Resort by the name of Madeira. Watched the chefs work. It was neat to see all the young kids back there, which is the same concept that at Selma. We're a breed of children. Crotchety old guy.
Well, one of them wasn't even driving when he first started working there.
No,
I mean, for during the summers.
Yeah. No, he's earned his own car and insurance and gasoline on his hard work. Yeah. And he is truly phenomenal. He went through this procedure with Mr. Montaigne and his partner through the weekend with me, and it was a dream just to watch them. You know, for me,
What are some of the things to do with these guys they put out the book.
The
most prestigious guide to dining in the world.
Yes, in the world.
So what do they do? Do they come in? I mean, do they, like, see what's in your cupboard?
You know, no, actually, I think that they're so in tune, and they've been doing this for so long and seeing such wonderful chefs at work. They're very relaxed and calm. They sit down. They enjoy their dinner. You know, it is easy for them to critique and put together the end results based on their knowledge and what they've seen before. They were with us for breakfast, lunch, and dinner twice. And that was also unexpected, but was fantastic. We enjoyed that.
So you don't usually serve breakfast up there.
No, we do for guests that are staying.
Yeah.
And they managed to want to stay with us because of the property. You've obviously seen the property and the rooms. They found it fabulous, and they know that the future project that we hold going on up there is going to be spectacular. And they encouraged us to please follow through with that because the North State, you know, they mostly judge San Francisco, Napa Valley, Los Angeles, but to see something like this far north is an absolute addition to certainly Redding and the North State. Anything beyond there.
The fact is that we have so much up here.
Mm-hmm,
so anything that we can add for a reason for people to come up here is a plus.
Yeah,
you know, Shasta Caverns is opening up something else new. A plus. You know,
Montaigne called it a pure paradise up here. He said it was absolutely
right.
He said this, I cannot imagine anybody not developing and doing a wonderful things here because you have the beautiful rivers and the lakes and the mountains. You know, you have four seasons. I mean, it's a beautiful spot.
You know, people, you know, castigate Riverside and Selma about going on and on about this, but you know what? He spent a lot of money up here, and he's willing to spend more. I don't give a darn about which side you're taking on this. We have to be able to set up a procedure here in the county and the city that is streamlines this, because if they're willing to keep building and more people come in here to this beautiful area, I mean, when I say more people, I'm talking about people that are willing to build a destination place and other spas and this, because it is beautiful up here.
Sure.
Then the better it is for our county, for our city, for our people.
I can tell you from personal experience, without bias, I was he and I met through fate. This was not something that I was recruiting, and he was recruiting me. His intentions are exactly what you just said, in the legacy of the land and the property, and keeping it as clean as possible, and putting all the effort and finances to it to make it that way. A flight is the number one thing.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that people hate people because they're wealthy. I have never figured that out yet.
Yeah, it's unfortunate to push that aside. I mean, he creates employment for people, and again, beauty is easy to share. He is willing to share what he's building up there with everybody.
Yeah.
To include the chapel that is phenomenal. It is a personal place. I wasn't going to church on Sundays because I was working for this gentleman. What did he do? He built a chapel so I could.
Well, that wasn't the only reason, but that
it's personal for him. It was his personal.
But that would have been nice. He built you a chapel up there, John. Then why don't you just tell the paper everybody he built it for me? Nobody else can go to it. Okay?
I may or may not invite you. By invitation only.
People don't understand, and I keep saying this, is that this is built under a charter from the Catholic Church, and people, he's going to have weddings up there. No, he can't. He can't do anything up there unless the diocese tells him to,
sure,
or gives permission to, or something like, but this was built for him and his friends, his employees.
There is an extensive, long trail from his front door all the way down that hill to the door. It's his personal place.
People don't realize, and we're not here to talk about his religion, but RC is, his religion is so important to him. We're not talking about, and nothing about the Catholic Church, but it's not today's Catholic Church. His feelings are so deep. He comes from the old.
Extremely.
The extremely conservative side of the Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. And that's what he believes. Latin, Latin masses.
And he can quote you in that.
And he can quote, the type of singing from the monks, the chants, Gregorian chants. That's what, that's what he believes in.
Sure.
And
he's a historian of the church.
And he has built chapels all over this world. He's built churches all over this world. So to think that this is here for a money-making purpose is wrong.
Not one bit.
Because he will never make the money that it cost him to build this church.
No.
Ever. He could have a wedding a week. And he's not. Okay, we've got to take a quick break. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, John Stadelli of the Chef up at Ensemble Vineyards is here with us today, and a friend.
Fishing around and head down to Wind River Casino and play our Real Riches Swipe to Win. Here you'll have a chance to win a brand new 2012 Crestliner Fishhawk fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Spin the reels and hook into this hot fishing boat. Over $40,000 in prizes up for grabs. The more you play, the more chances you have to win prizes and a 2012 Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. We are the only local entertainment destination in Northern California. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at weekly drawings on Mondays and Wednesdays. The big giveaway is April 30th, where you could win your very own Crestliner fishing boat. No better way to unwind. For more information on Wind River's Real Riches Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your brand new Crestliner fishing boat. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. In the boat or in the casino, it's always better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars.
These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. We've got John Stadelli here, who's the chef at Anselmo Vineyards. And we've talked about the fact that the Michelin guide, food guide, the one guide to be the owners of it?
The owners.
Wow. The one guy, you know, the one guide in the world that lists all the finest restaurants and eating establishments that have been out to Anselmo's for 2 days. Well, I think that's pretty cool. Now let's talk about something else, because you're more than just a chef. I started talking about the climate of corruption before I left on at the 7:30 break. You know, here's what I'm seeing is, and I don't know, and Bad Bob, you can join in here too. You know, we're talking about hope and change. And then we get into the I believe it's some kind of almost a climate of corruption we have. The Treasury Secretary, who he appoints, doesn't pay his taxes. And then you have thing after thing after thing that's happening, deals with the banks. The banks are bigger now than they ever were. People, unions were getting exemptions from having to be in the health care plan. The health care plan that was passed, and, oh, we'll know what's in it when we read it. And it keeps going fast and furious. Things are happening in the military. And now the latest is the GSA scandal in the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. The Secret Service scandal didn't start because right then, that night, they said, hey, let's get drunk and pick up a bunch of prostitutes. It didn't start like that. It doesn't start like that. It's got to be starting earlier. And then this GSA scandal, my gosh, I mean, the head of GSA knew that there was some stuff going on over a year before it happened.
You know, paying attention to a lot of this, as I do, and you know that I do, it is truly a culture of corruption, and it's a culture. That's the key word. It's something that's embedded in certain people, and that's part of his change, unfortunately. And if you know, we were fortunate to have Ann Coulter up there, she would have told you the same exact thing about this culture of corruption. They tend to get away with it. It's the Chicago two-step kind of situation.
You know, I'm not saying that Obama is corrupt.
An echo of the Clinton.
I'm not saying that Obama is corrupt. I'm not saying that. But there seems to be the culture up there is to see what they can get away with in a variety of stuff that happens.
Yeah, there seems to be a lack of statesmen left to run this country. It's not supposed to be a job. It's public service to a great country.
Yeah. Well, and talk about that. It's when a leader is needed. And that now I look at just at his own words from 4 years ago when he was running, and I look at what's happened. There were more than enough there to indict him and not vote for him. Mm-hmm. And I say indict, I don't mean indict criminally, but just this is what you said. This, and then you come back and say, well, it was worse than I thought. We just had bad luck. Oh, we didn't expect Europe.
He's going to have a tough time running on his record.
Guess what? What do you think was going on in the world back then, my friend? Hey, anyway, John Stadelli, thank you so much.
Thank you, Carl.
You back on again. I know we got some other things coming on that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back after the news.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another prediction from the Obama administration that the Syrian government will fall. Live to Fox News Radio's Mike Makowitz at the White House.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta fending off calls for stronger action against Syria in his testimony before the House Armed Services Committee. Panetta saying the situation is far different than it was in Libya. For instance, the opposition is more fragmented and controls no territory.
Outside military intervention will make a volatile situation even worse and place even more innocent civilians at risk.
Panetta saying the U.S. continues to increase pressure on Syria, but for now, the focus is on helping the United Nations establish a ceasefire and get monitors into Syria. Ron?
Mike, the woman who admits she wanted to steal a child from a new mother that she killed was in court near Houston this morning. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has more live.
Ron, Verna McLean, a registered nurse appearing in court north of Houston today, facing a capital murder charge. McLean told officials she did not plan on killing anyone, but was desperate to find a baby. So she went to a pediatric clinic where she grabbed 28-year-old Kayla Golden's newborn son, shooting Golden multiple times as she sped off in a getaway car. McLean had suffered a miscarriage, but had told her fiancé that she gave birth to a baby. Ron?
Courtney, House Democrats right now are trying to use some parliamentary sleight of hand to force majority Republicans into a vote on the Buffett rule. Monday, the Senate rejected the proposal to raise the minimum tax rate on well-to-do Americans. In Oklahoma City, nearly 3 minutes of silence were observed about an hour ago, 1 second for each of the 168 people killed 17 years ago today. That was during the bombing of the Murrah Federal Building. Uncertain footing today on Wall Street. The Dow right now is up 30 points. The price of crude oil, that is flat after falling more than $1.50 yesterday. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-620-7381. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-620-7381. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7381. That's 1-800-620-7381.
Whether it's a result of the oil spill 2 years ago has yet to be determined, but fish and dolphins are getting sick in the Gulf of Mexico. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso is live.
Ron, scientists say the Gulf Coast is still safe for humans, but that they're finding some fish with open sores and black streaks and dead dolphins along parts of the Gulf.
We're seeing a general degradation of the Gulf of Mexico and its state in many areas, and we need to make that right.
Dr. Doug Inkley with the National Wildlife Federation says despite countless lawsuits against BP and contractors, there's no Gulf Coast restoration program in place. And he points to the Exxon Valdez of the need for restoration. It's been over two decades since that spill, and the herring population there, Ron, is still wiped out.
Jeff, as Europe tries to find a way out of its debt problems, a former leader says it shouldn't come down to partisan politics.
I think this should be a right or wrong judgment, not a right or left judgment. You know, in other words, how you calibrate getting your public finances in order, but not doing it in such a way that you choke off growth, right, that's the issue.
Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking to Fox News. We already know North Korea has been accused of provoking international critics by developing a long-range missile. Now it's South Korea.
Despite its agreement with the U.S. only to develop missiles that can reach 186 miles, South Korea now says it has missiles with a range of 600 miles that can hit anything in the north. A South Korean general unveiling a video of Seoul's new weapon flying through the air. And South Korean President Lee Myung-bak says the South Korean-made missile can reach all facilities, equipment, and people in the north. North Korea last Sunday paraded what experts say was a China-made 16-wheel truck that can transport its own missiles anywhere in its territory, making them harder to locate and destroy. in Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Updating Wall Street, the Dow is up 37 points. I'm Ron Flatter, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 in the home of Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today, 8:05 in the morning, April the 19th. She's getting ready for the... She's putting together the stuff for On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Starts at 6 o'clock. You have Enjoy Magazine's going to be hosting tonight. They're going to have a big show. All types of things are happening in the North State. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. You can get into our chat room, as many of you do. You know, today in this segment, we've got, first, of course, we're going to start with our Wells Fargo Minute. But after that, we have Gary Oxley, who's running for the Congress of the United States. He's one of the, I think, five or six.
Eight candidates.
Yes.
I think that's the largest ever, Carl.
Eight candidates running for Wally Herger's old spot. That's going to be, it's when they were up on the stage the other night, I was counting. There was a couple missing then, I guess, that night. But we're going to start off after the Wells Fargo Minute with our Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, who's on the phone. But have Jim hang on just for a second, and let's go to Chris Lasondak at the Wells Fargo Advisors.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are in positive territory, where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 13,079. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1390, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 22 points at 3053. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 236 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Intel's up 9 cents at $28.03, Microsoft adding 48 cents at $31.60, Apple down $5.78 at $602.45, while Google's up $4.26 at $611.70. Of local interest, PG&E is unchanged at $42.90, Safeway's up 4 cents at $21.96, and Tri-County's Bank down 16 cents at $16.16. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.97%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.27. Oil's up 3 cents a barrel at $102.70, and precious metals are higher, with gold up $7.21 an ounce at $16.48.49, while silver's up 34 cents at $31.94. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks, Chris. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you need any type of advice on Wall Street and investments, go down and see the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break, and about a 30-second break, we're going to come back to Jim Nielsen. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're going to talk about a couple of things, I'm sure, yesterday, and about the Veterans Home and a couple of things. And then we're going to get to Gary Oxley, who's running for Congress. We'll be right back.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, April the 19th. Hey, our guest for the next few minutes here is Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Carlin. Thank you and the veterans all the way from Redding, in fact, all over California, who came down to help get that veterans' homes, the homes in Fresno and Redding opened up. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the help, of course, that you gave on this, Jim. And, you know, the fact is I know they wanted to get to the vote early, you know, yesterday, because, you know, it's, you know, like, you know, hey, you've won, you know, you've got our votes, let's just get on. But these people have traveled a long way. And it's also, it's done something, I don't know if they realize, but you've kind of given, not you personally, but the governor has given lots and lots and lots of people a reason to get cohesive and to get up off the couch and start doing things with this veterans issue.
And indeed, and the veterans understand this doesn't affect people around Redding or people around Fresno. This is veterans from all over California, and we are seeing then the veterans organization, then the veterans getting it and standing up and to be counted, as you called it, to fight the battle and win more. And this is another one that they've been through others, but this is one that's very important today for the future of our veterans who really need those homes and the peace, comfort, and safety, and the enjoyment of their later years.
Absolutely. I'm glad that on a bipartisan vote that they pushed it through, 4-0. So,
well, there's two things that have happened in a bipartisan way so far related to the budget. It's not going to happen on taxes, for sure, but on school transportation and now for veterans homes, there's been a very bipartisan statement. It's still disturbing that the administration, the Department of Veterans Affairs and Department of Finance, were still very much opposed. They're hewing the line of the governor's budget, but we believe that with this overwhelming support that they will get the message and leave this measly $10.6 million alone.
Well, you would think that they would, and I hope they have gotten the message. Hey, we'd like to congratulate you, Jim, on Taxpayer Hero Award for 2011 you got from the Family Action group.
Well, you betcha. We certainly are fighting to stop the tax increases. We've proven that you can fund this budget without the tax increases. You can fully fund education. And the answer to everything is not more money for government. In fact, it certainly needs to be, in many respects, less money for government. It's a lot of control, though.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, we're having a tough time with your cell phone, but we really appreciate you calling and on the assistance you've given the veterans in this first battle on that. We will be down there for the committee. We'll be down there anytime we're needed. And I think you're going to see more and more and more veterans moving to or coming down to start attending these things to let the government know that we care about what they think of veterans and that we need a higher priority in the governor's list.
You bet, and they shall feel their power. Indeed, have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot, and thanks so much again, Jim. Okay, and Jim was there. Was in, during the subcommittee. He was in there during the meeting. Our guest here for today, and you know, we'll always enjoy Senator LaMoffa and Assembly Nielsen calling. I'll just keep us updated what's going on. But our guest today is Gary Oxley, who is running for Congress, and I just want your promise, your pledge to me, Gary Oxley, is that you would call us on a regular basis to tell us what's going on in D.C.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's the only pledge I make.
That's
the only pledge I want from
and
you.
And I can keep that pledge.
Okay, I know you can. I mean, you know, just tell us what's going on out
that's
there.
That's right.
All right, tell us who Gary Oxley is.
Carl, I'm a native of California. I was born in Sacramento. Went to high school in Lincoln, California in Placer County. I graduated from Chico State. I have a bachelor's degree in nursing from Chico State in 94. I've been in the military as a medic in the U.S. Army Reserves with the 921st Field Hospital out of Sacramento. I am a single parent of three sons who are now grown, and I have a beautiful little granddaughter. I've been in Shasta County for 15 years, and I love this county. I am running for Congress. I have to tell you a little background first. My mom passed away a couple years ago, and when she passed away, I knew that I had to accomplish two goals that I always told her I was going to do, and that was to write a book, and the second was to run a marathon. So I ran the 2010 marathon in New York City, and then I completed a book called Defending America. It's being edited. When Wally Herger, and I've known Wally Herger since I was 16, when Wally Herger appointed Doug LaMalfa to be his successor, I decided that I have...
Knighted him?
Well, knighted him. That would be okay, too. When he did that, I decided that I don't have time to wait for my book to be edited, and which is to encourage people to get into politics, but I'm going to share what I've learned over the last couple of years with people, and I want to run as a congressman to represent people in District 1.
Okay. So what do you think, what's the most important problem facing our nation right now that you go to work on?
Well, I think the first thing, you know, President Obama talks about transparency. And yes, they are transparent, but what they do is they put things online, but they don't come out and tell you, Carl, a radio host. They don't come out and tell CNN and things of that nature, some of the things that they do in Congress behind our backs. And that's why I'm running. So to keep your pledge to you, I'm here today to tell you some things that your listeners and yourself may not know about that I've learned over the last couple of years.
Well, there's a lot of things I don't know about that I learn every day.
I am as
and,
well.
You know, in fact, I've just got a phone call from Mr. Ben Williams that just said, please mention today is the original Patriots Day, marking the start of the Revolutionary War.
Very nice.
Absolutely. And you know what, Ben? Thank you very much for that, because this is a year of revolution, I believe. You know, I believe this is. I believe 2012 is a year of revolution where we need to take back our country. We need to take back our country at all levels, city, state, county, and national, so that the people we have representing us represent the people, represent what we want, represent what's important, and putting this country back onto an equal, you know, an even footing. We can do this.
Absolutely.
And if we can get past this partisanship and special action groups and political action committees and all these other things, then I think we can do that. And this country's been able to fight wars and win starting from zero and do all these other great things. So,
you know, John Adams stated that 15 years before the one drop of blood was ever dropped or shed in the American Revolution, the American Revolution started 15 years before. So I agree with you. I believe that we are in a period of time of an American Revolution.
It is. It's another, and a bloodless one.
A bloodless one.
A bloodless one. And, you know, and people who know me understand how I feel about that, that, you know, we can say things, and we can, as long, you know, you know, you're sincere about it, you're not wanting people's, you don't want people to be hurt. You don't want people killed. You just want people out of that office. And this is one of the greatest things about this country. We can make a dramatic change every 4 years.
That's right.
Which is probably one of the problems we have in this country, that we make a dramatic change every 4 years, or can every 4 years. But we do it in a peaceful manner. You know, the most exciting thing happened after Bush, you know, was elected was that the Clinton people stole all the keys off the computers, you know. If you know, but there was nobody being lined up against the walls when people shot. That's the great thing about this country. Now, you're going to tell me something I didn't know.
Yes.
Which is quite easy, frankly. So I'm not impressed yet by that.
Okay? It's okay. Well, let me tell you, I need to preface something. I am running not as a politician, but as a leader. I have been a registered nurse for 18 years. I've been at the corporate level. I've stood toe-to-toe with senior vice presidents, advocating for patients and their rights and what we need to do for them. And so as I go into Congress, I'm not going as a politician, but as a leader prepared to stand toe-to-toe against anyone and be an advocate for the American people. So let's, you know, every couple of years we argue about the same things: abortion, homosexuality, education, tax reform, all these same topics we talk about over and over again. And little seems to get done We elect our officials based on their answers that they give us. They go to Congress, and we don't really hear too much about those issues anymore. In 2009, Congress passed what's called the Enhanced Partnership with Pakistan, and it's right here. And, Carl, what you and I are paying for in this is a total package that will goes from 2001 through to 2019 with a total package of around $20 billion. And it goes for things for the Pakistan people, for health care, education of their people, to include vocational training, and also to include Islamic seminaries. So we, the taxpayers, are paying for this. Now, the American people don't know that. Congress passed that in the height of our recessionary period of time. So that's one thing that that America doesn't know, that our Congress and president...
So we're paying money to Pakistan right now.
Absolutely.
For their education, for their medical care, and to set up Islamic...
Seminaries. Absolutely. And it's pretty expensive.
Why would we pay money to set up religion things when we can't talk about religion here?
That was not
a fair question.
No, that's a good question.
And we'll talk about it as soon as we get back from this break. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. Got to take a quick break. Gary Oxley, running for Congress, is our guest today. We'll be right back. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Carol Clifford running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, because the only way to guarantee things are done right is to do it yourself. I've worked 52 years to get other conservatives elected, only to watch them metamorph into liberals. I have the courage of my conservative convictions. I'll put water rights, property rights, and businesses before job-killing environmental activism. I'll fight to protect local sovereignty against state and federal mandates. Vote Clifford for Supervisor, District 4, on June 5th.
Paid for by Clifford for Supervisor, District 4.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Cowboy open, party down.
Lock up your women, cause the roughest, toughest rodeo cowboys are all coming to Red Bluff. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. The Red Bluff Roundup is on. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are four for just $30. Saturday is Bravo Bank Day with a new start time, 2:30. Come shop the Cowboy Marketplace and have a cold one before the show. Sunday is St. Elizabeth Hospital, Haleakala Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. But be sure to get your discount tickets right now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Tehama County Fairgrounds. Get ready to
cowboy up and party down.
And hey, don't miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night, thanks to Diamond W Productions, his multi-platinum country superstar, Tracy Lawrence. Oh, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundebot. This portion of the show is brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. they are taking TRICARE. That's the TRICARE military insurance. That's for retirees or military that retired medically, and also for the dependents and or the families of those soldiers and Marines that are deployed, as our National Guard is deployed to Afghanistan right now. They'll take care of the copay, cost share, deductible, collect all that. They will bill TRICARE, and that is a big deal for anybody that's been in the military. And it's a clinic, too, so you can walk in there, have it taken care of, and walk out. Great. Dr. Pierce and his staff and other doctors there are just outstanding people. They're located at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from Country Kitchen or 2123 Eureka Way. Here's the phone number, 246-4629, or look them up, Hilltop Medical Clinic. Can't say enough about that. Our guest is Gary Oxley, running for the Congress of the United States of America, one of the least respected institutions in all of America. In fact, least respected, the last time I heard, than bank robbers. So, but why would you want to do that?
Well,
that's not a fair question, no,
that
probably.
That's a good question. Why would I do that? My mother instilled in me a belief that nothing's impossible. And I truly believe that. We have some very corrupt things going on in our government. Our priority, Carl, is not the American people. And I'll share with you a few things this morning.
Well, that was my question we talked during the break, is priorities. To me, it's all priorities, like you would with your family,
right,
in your home. Where's my priority? The United States is my home. The citizens are my family. What are my priorities? So what's the priority?
The priority for the United States government, as I see it, is internationalism. And they're putting internationalism before the American people, such as this Act for Pakistan. They're investing money into Pakistan before investing their money back home. So that tells me right there on just that act alone that their priority is not for me and you and our constituents here, but for the people of Pakistan and around the world. We modernized the Egyptian army just recently, and that came out in a news article not very long ago, that we modernized the Egyptian army. And this Pakistan Act came out in 2009, in the height of our recession period of time. Also, what came out at that time was we gave $100 billion to the International Monetary Fund. We also gave $7.6 billion to the United Nations. And we also gave, in 2011, I believe it was, to the World Trade Organization, 12% of their budget in Swiss francs. So we're giving money out right and left to international organizations and to countries around the world. We're paying for those things, Carl.
Absolutely.
So I don't think that's right. When we have... people who struggle to put food on their table, put gas in their cars, who have a hard time paying their medical bills. I was just reading an article the other day on healthcare. One in three people here in America struggle with paying medical bills, and the minimum balance, they said, was $2,000. So we're struggling here in America while we're supporting internationalism. So why are we supporting internationalism?
You tell me.
Well, it's very controversial, but I'm going to tell you.
You got 2 minutes. Is that enough time to at least get it started?
It'll get it started.
Okay.
It goes back to 1991 when President George H.W. Bush said that he was going to create a new world order. Now, we've all heard that term, and when I remember sitting in my living room thinking, what the heck is a new world order? And I just brushed it off because I was raising my sons, going to school, trying to just put food on my table. As it comes to find out George Bush said that he was going to be successful in doing this. And they have been successful in doing this. If you look at what we have done internationally, they have created exactly what George H.W. Bush said that they would create. You look at our trade policies that we have out there, our free trade policies. Do you know that we actually subsidize Pakistan? The World Trade Organization, who enforces our free trade policies, states that Pakistan cannot export more textiles, which is their number one product out there to move. But our trade policy says that they can't export more. So in reality, what we're doing for Pakistan is we're subsidizing them by by limiting the exports that they can come out of their country, we're subsidizing them not to put out more product from their country. So if you look at, and this is very controversial, Carl, and I understand that, and we can talk about that in
a few
minutes.
Yeah, I've got like about 30 seconds left. Okay, our guest is Gary Oxley, who is a candidate for Congress, for Wally Herger's old spot, and we've got like seven other people running for that spot, and I think we're going to have all of them on at least once.
Good.
And if we have them once, we'll do it twice. We can get everybody in on that before, of course, the June primaries. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after that and finish up talking with Mr. Oxley and find out what else we're doing to support the people.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster.
I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth.
President Obama did not mention Mitt Romney by name when he said that in Elyria, Ohio yesterday. Romney responding anyway on Fox and Friends.
I'm not going to apologize for my dad's success, but I know the president likes to attack fellow Americans. He's always looking for a scapegoat, particularly those that have been successful like my dad. And I'm not going to rise to that. This is a time for us to solve problems.
He campaigns in Lorain, Ohio today. In North Carolina, looking for an Army private, Kelly Bordeaux.
Police have been speaking with a sex offender convict who tends bar at the Fayetteville nightclub where she was last seen. Detectives won't label him a suspect, but say he may have been the last person to see Bordeaux, as the man claims to have given her a ride home.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Private Bordeaux from Florida, stationed at Fort Bragg, last seen Saturday. And fewer previously owned homes sold last month. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 6, gather your friends up and come experience a day of fun and shopping. Visit each of the 9 stores and be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a gift basket valued at over $250. There is a party at every store, so come and join the fun. Everyone, let's support local businesses. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gift, That Kitchen Place, Solia's Dance and Fitness Wear, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Find us on the web at www.shophopreading.com for a list of stores and their locations. Come have fun. Shop local at this year's Shop Hop. This is one shopping event you don't want to miss. Shop Hop.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month, cookies and cream, a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, Linda the prepping her people for the On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. 8:35 in the morning on April the 19th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right on Athens Avenue. I went by there yesterday, or the day before yesterday, to get a haircut. You know what? There's like four or five guys waiting there in front of me. And, you know, so what can I say? DC Tim, law, start cutting hair faster. Except they don't do that. They give great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, and discounts for seniors. And man's last stronghold. What can I say? So I sat in there and talked to a lot of great people and read the magazines. But I was still last in line, so I left. But I'm going back today. Now, Bad Bob, give us the weather.
Well, Carl, it looks like we are moving into a whole different kind of weather pattern. Now the lake is nice and full. Partly cloudy today, and the high will be near 76. Tomorrow, 85 for the high, and we're going to be heading into the 90s as we roll into the weekend. 61 in Redding right now, and the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, music, good food, great food, as we just heard earlier today. And they have a short drive, great ambiance, great service. Make reservations because they will have music this weekend and over on Saturday night, 474-5546. Our guest is Gary Oxley, and as usual, we talk a lot during the breaks. Gary, internationalism. I mean, a lot of people think that right now the Kardashians, who she marries, and also who's going to win Dancing with the Stars, is much more important than what's happening to our economy and the, at least if you look at how much space is given in the papers and in the media about it. You said internationalism, the amount of money we're spending in international areas, you know, somebody needs to take a good look at this and let the American people know. A lot of these little laws are passed, and I shouldn't say the dead of night, but kind of like the dead of night. And that we can lose, you know, as the European Union has lost many of our constitutional guarantees by agreeing to treaties.
Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about that.
Absolutely. If you look at the free trade agreements that we're making around the world, we're making pacts around the world. President Obama, when he went over to Hawaii in November, I know the media gave him a hard time for going over there on vacation. Well, in the 2012, in his 2012 trade policy, it talks that he was over there giving a speech to the Asian Pacific trade agreement that they signed and put into place over there. So are free trade agreements bad? I can tell you, in theory, when you think about free trade and you think that it's free, that it's not really free. There's all kinds of restrictions on people. We've lost an untold number of jobs to other countries. Just for example, I'll tell you about we import $400 billion worth of goods from China alone. We export to China $100 billion worth of goods to them. So we've lost a tremendous amount of jobs in this country. I would suspect that, and in President Obama's 2012 trade policy, it also says that he wants to have a sticker that says Made in America around the globe, in all the countries around the globe. Just the three of us that are in your room here this morning, I bet none of us have clothing on that says Made in America. There's a huge hypocrisy here in this country. We're making things for other people. We're making things by Americans for foreigners. But we're not making things here in America for the American people. Let's just see here what type of... This shirt that Carl has on, Carl, I hope I can put you on the spot, but it's made in Vietnam.
Made in Vietnam. Now, this is a 5'11 shirt that is it's from a very conservative company, too. Made in Vietnam.
You know, some of the trade policies that we have...
Bad Bob really enjoyed, by the way, picking out my shirt. Bob, you didn't have to rub my shoulders while you were doing it.
Hello. Your ear was so close to my ear.
I'm sorry, Mr.
This is true professionalism, and we have to...
I am sorry, Mr. Oxley.
Do you know what you have to have laughter,
never,
Carl?
This has never happened, at least not on the open mic where Bob has massaged my shoulders like that. Okay, no, but you're absolutely right. You know, yeah. But when you said that, I thought, well, because this shirt does, it comes from an American company that's a conservative company that talks about, you know, has contracts with the military, all these things.
That's right.
And then to see it's made in Vietnam, I'm thinking, but you know what, we've gotten ourselves to that. to that point. Would you agree then as that we give tax breaks to bring companies back in the United States and we start slapping tariffs on other countries?
Do you know what that's what the free trade policy theory that started back in the 18th century talks about tariffs and all these restrictions that we've put on other countries. We need to be fair with each other around the globe, but the priority must always be when it comes to American trade policies is what are we going to do that's best for Americans? If we don't put Americans first, Carl, then we can't be the leaders of the world. And if we're not the leaders of the world, I'm going to ask the American people to say, who is going to be leading the world?
Well, we should lead the world, and I think we should. One of the questions that came in, so we get a lot. You see me peering down at the computers because we get a lot of chat room comments. And stuff. The latest one is, what do you think about all these federal mandates that are just leaning on people? And you know, here's a law, here's a restriction. I mean, and it comes down, and then the state adds to it, and then the counties add to it, and the cities add to it. So finally, you're just kind of like choked here, is one of the reasons we're having these huge problems at the county level. With lawsuits, and it's not just Anselmo's. There's 36 lawsuits going on out there, in there. So,
as I'm in the healthcare industry, I'm in touch with a lot of different hospitals in our district, and I want to share with you one of those situations. We have a hospital in this district that had a survey, and for those listeners who don't know what a survey is, it's the state or federal government coming in to ensure that the hospital's taking care of their patients appropriately. There has never been a survey ever where somebody doesn't have some room for improvement. Well, this particular hospital had some room for improvement. The state came in and said, okay, you have approximately 6 weeks to fix this problem, and we're going to fine you $1,000 to do that. The feds came back in the next day and said, no, we're going to give you to the end of the month, which was around 10 days, and we're going to fine you $8,500. Now, if you don't contest this, we'll only charge you $5,500. However, you cannot allow Medicare patients to come into your hospital to be treated until we come back and resurvey you. And we are so busy right now, I can't tell you when that will be. This hospital sustained huge financial problems as a result of that. People were not able to work. So these are some of the things, Carl, that I'm going to Congress, want to go to Congress for and fight.
Okay, we call it bureaucratic thuggery is what
Absolutely.
We call it. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest, Gary Oxley, running for Congress in our district here, District 1. Been learning what he believes in, what he thinks, where he comes from. And we'll be right back for our next segment with Mr. Oxley.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Wind River Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 13th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., including a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with Dungeness crab legs and an array of delicious desserts. Relax and enjoy your value time with family. Adults $24.95, children 5 to 12 years $7.95. Under 4 years, eat for free. Reservations required. Call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Make every fourth Friday of the month a fantastic Friday at Wind River Casino and play in our $10,000 guaranteed cash slot tournament at 6 p.m. Entry fee is only $50, plus $5 free slot play for all. First through 10th win cash. First place guarantees $5,000 cash. 11th through 20th win $100 free slot play. Mark your calendar for the $10,000 fantastic Friday slot tournament every fourth Friday. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. 8:46 in the morning. We're trying to get back on track here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Yes, local. They are your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. They take pride in their work. They take pride in the fact they're parts of this community. They have a huge selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your need, along with all those new ones. Keep your money local. Crown Motors, Reading. Our guest, Gary Oxley, running for Congress, District 1, Wally Herger is retiring. Gary's been telling us a lot about what he believes in, and a little bit probably different take on some things as other people. Not, I wouldn't say wrong takes, but different than what you're hearing being discussed.
Right.
Somebody asked a question, difference between you and LaMalfa.
Well, big difference is Doug isn't saying anything. That's the big thing. He's missed the last two debates that we've had at the Sundial Bridge. Didn't show up, and last night up in Bernie, Doug LaMalfa did not show, and no reason was given why he didn't show. So the difference between myself and Doug LaMalfa is Doug LaMalfa is not saying anything. Can I just
sure.
mention something?
Go, yeah.
I have in
you
my.
What? We want to try and get as much out for you as we can, as we do with everybody else. And I'll get off my soapbox.
And I appreciate you being on your soapbox. It's encouraging. I have in my hand here a United States Sustainability Report. It's from the Group of 20, which is the 20 major leading countries around the world. And in it, they talk about the need for the United States to improve its financial status.
Uh-huh.
Now, Carl, what's in here is very interesting. They're talking about telling the United States that they need to do tax reform and higher tax revenues. They're talking about increasing energy taxes and decreasing the ability for the American people to write off their home mortgages. Now, for most Americans like myself, that's the only deduction we have.
Yep.
So as a congressman, I'm going to make sure that that doesn't happen.
I hope.
Because there's a lot of people like Doug, not telling the American people what's really happening. And this is stuff that you can see right before you is off of their report.
Okay, we want to go to the phones. We've got people lined up now that want to ask you questions.
Sure.
Let's go to Don. Don, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to make a comment. Like you said, it's absolutely ludicrous that the fine is $8,500, but if they don't contest it, it's $55. Almost like plea bargaining. It's like blackmail. It's like coercion, where if you accept this, we won't go for 20 years, but you go for four. Gosh, I'd like somebody to do something about that.
Don, that's why I'm running, because I can't sit back any longer and be quiet. The difference between me and...
You got my vote.
Well, thank you, Don. And I will do everything in my power to make you proud of what I've done in Congress.
Thank you. I like to hear that.
Okay, Don, hey, thanks a lot. Okay, let's go to line two. Henry, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How are you this morning?
We're fine, Henry. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Do you have a question for Gary?
Well, actually, yes. You were talking a little bit about the shirt you were wearing. It came from Vietnam, I believe.
I didn't notice that until Bob looked. Okay.
Well, that's perfectly all right. But what I want to point out to the gentleman is the reason that shirt came from Vietnam is labor unions. That's the reason these companies are leaving, is because of the labor unions. To bring this back to the country, the manufacturing back to the company, you're going to have to negotiate the fees down and retirement and medical from the labor unions, because they're the ones that are breaking the country.
Henry, you're absolutely correct. There are the big issue with our trade policies is that you're going to be able to buy things for less money overseas than you can get it made here at home.
Well, that's very true. But the reason that these companies are going overseas, I go in and out of Mexico quite often. South of Mexicali, there's great big developments down there of American industry, because they have cheaper labor. They don't have to pay the medical or retirement programs that the unions are demanding up here. So to do what you want to do, you're going to have to break the union some way.
And you know how we do that? There has to be a focus on the American people. The unions have an agenda, and I believe that if the unions can have a focus of the American people and have that as their platform, and their agenda is to do what's best for the American worker, then I think it's okay to have a union, because the American people, and we all need somebody in our corner from time to time.
Oh, I agree, and I think the unions initially, when they were having 12-hour labor days and such as that, I think they were a necessity.
Yes.
But they've gone totally over the deep end.
Well, and they've become very political as well, and that's where the issue is, and I agree with you, Henry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Henry. Thanks for your phone call. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come on back for our last segment. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Behind every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Reddy and Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000-square-foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Reading, just off of I-5. And Reading Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Reading Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Did you know you're $49,000 in debt? So are each of your kids and grandkids. That's because Congress has run up a $16 trillion national debt, and we're the ones stuck paying for it. I'm Sam Onestead, and I'm running for Congress to stop this crazy spending. I oppose adding even one more dollar in new debt. We need to stop spending. Now, I know some disagree. My opponent, Doug LaMalfa, has taken millions of dollars in taxpayer-funded farm subsidies. He's running for Congress to protect the $200 billion farm welfare program. The problem is, we can't afford it. Our kids and grandkids will be stuck paying the bill for the millions he's taken from the taxpayers. It's time we say no to government debt. I'm Sam Onestead, and I approve this message paid for by Sam Onestead for Congress, because I am serious about ending government debt. To find out more, please visit samonestead.com.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Linda is getting on the spot with Linda Bott ready for tonight at 6 p.m. Enjoy Magazine is going to be our host, and they're always up with an exciting show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffees, great teas, icy drinks because it's starting to get hot, but also the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Any tobacco product you can think of. And they will beat or meet any price in this town. Joe and Shelley have done a lot for our community. Let's support them. Back on Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Gary Oxley, running for District 1 Congressman. Congressman Oxley.
Thank you, Carl.
What about, you know, one of the things that came up yesterday in the homes, about the veterans' homes, is the border issue. They said, why are you giving money to people that are here illegally, instead of veterans who have served our country, served our state? Why? What's your stance here on people here illegally?
Well, first I want to tell you what's being taught at Shasta College in sociology classes out there in their textbooks from our from one of my students that I spoke to out there. And they're talking that it's okay not to have borders anymore. Well, I am firmly disagree with that 100%. We need our borders. Our country was founded on our borders, and we need to stay having our borders protected. What I can tell you about immigration is this, is that other than the Native Americans who were here prior to the Europeans coming here, we are all immigrants. So I am in favor of anyone who wants to come here to America. As long as you come here to America to become an American, you speak our language, you say the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag, and you support and defend our Constitution. So that's my stance on immigration, Carl. I'm not going to budge on that.
Okay. So what about, and obviously then if you're here illegally, do you think under this DREAM Act they should be getting scholarships and all that?
You know, our immigration policy needs to be revamped, because I think the Congress has not put the focus on the American people and making American citizens. Immigration is to have people from around the world come here to become American citizens. And I do not agree. I do not feel that our current policies address that issue. So, no.
Okay. What else? Second Amendment.
You know, I have...
Believe in the right to carry a concealed weapon?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have two shotguns, and no one will ever take them from me, nor should anybody even talk about taking our guns from us.
Military. They're getting ready to cut another $500 billion out of the budget unless that changes in the next year. That will completely change our stance throughout the world in the military. It will cut back. Already flight programs have been canceled. We've got a smaller Navy than any time since World War One, before World War One. I mean, this is it's ludicrous what the administration is doing. What do you think about that?
We need a very strong military stance and a very strong military. I was in the military. I support our military 100%.
And thank you for your service, too.
You're welcome.
Okay, we got just a few seconds left here. You were going to say something about the people that are running for office here.
The difference between myself and the other candidates. First, I want to say that the other gentlemen that I'm running with, they're all fine gentlemen. They all love this country, and they want to do what's best. The difference between me and those other candidates is I am a leader. I'm an established leader in healthcare, and I'm not afraid to go out on the limb for the American people and talk about the controversial issues that the other folks aren't.
Okay, Gary Oxley, running for the District 1 Congress. Thanks for coming on today, Gary.
Thank you, Carl, very much.
You bet. Okay, tomorrow, Joe Weiss from Shasta College. And you mentioned that. It's kind of a surprising thing. I want to talk to Joe about accreditation and a number of other things. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
We do have about a minute to fill here, Carl.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at it wrong. Okay, Gary, come on back.
I'm back. Okay. Carl.
Well, thanks a lot. Now I was just doing a great job there, Bob, taking you right out on the second. And a minute early.
You finished great, Bob.
That's the story of my life. You know, that's what Linda says. Yeah, finished a little earlier, didn't you?
Oh.
Carl,
this all started when Bob looked down the back of my shirt, rubbed my shoulders, and pushed his beard up against the back of my head.
Carl, let me just say in the last 30 seconds that we have, I do have a website. It's an ongoing website. There's a page called Political Links. You'll want to go to there. That's where I'll have different updated issues on there. So Political Links.
Political Links.
And that will be continued to be updated. I'm sorry it's not complete, but it will be.
Okay. The good guys against the bad guys. Joe Weiss tomorrow from Shasta College.
KCNR.